the season that we had, because we did have a magnificent season. To finish with nothing is hard to take. But you know what? See, football's like that, and people are like that, and I'm like that. It just makes me a little more determined. My big issue at Forfar is trying to tell people that we're not wanting them. Nobody wants to leave us. But anyway, we're sort of recharged our batteries now and ready to go again.
Do you feel the experiences of last season can maybe benefit everybody in the long run?
Well, I think all you can do is use it as a milestone, really. We all had a taste of it. We managed to get 2,000 supporters in the playoff game against Ayr United. We took over 1,000 people to Arlawa. So, you know, we've created that, and I'll use that all next year in terms of motivation. Hopefully, everybody will change. You can see already what's happening. There's Ayr United's investing, Dunfermline's investing, Airdrie's investing, because they have to. We're all sort of improving, so it's going to be another tight one next year. But yeah, to answer your question, we will use that as an experience.
How are the preparations for next season going so far?
I've been away and a bit of sunning myself, a bit of golf, and I find it unbelievable that I've not got a pre-season game fixed up yet. But the playoffs seem to take over, don't they? I've got 18 players agreed and signed up, really. I'll work with 22, so I've not got a lot to do. We start training on the 16th of June, which isn't that far away, is it? It's 3 weeks.